when you're reading the stories that these people will tell you, doesn't matter if you're studying Rumi or studying Mahabharata or whatever, okay? When they talk about the water, they mean knowledge, because water will play that role really very good. Remember why we choose the birds to be the thinking? When we want to talk about thoughts, we bring a bird, because bird will fly and thought will fly, right? It's like that. And water is a very good symbol for the knowledge, because look at it romantically. Where the water is coming from? From the sky, right? And where is the water? All around. What is the majority of this earth? Water. Okay. You like more than that? Oh, of course. What is this shape? This is more than 94% water. I didn't mean biologically, of course, biologically you know. I meant this lady is mainly her knowledge. That's how we know this personality, right? The first thing they ask is, what's your specialty? Your education. You're mainly water. And the water is running. And is doing something very bizarre, which looks very silly. It doesn't go up. The stupid stuff goes down and down and down. And like magic. First of all, arrives in the ocean, disappears. It will become ocean. Every drop of the ocean is the ocean. Then, with the bizarre stuff, it will start to climb up and go up. So it plays the role of knowledge, right? If you're familiar with these kind of texts, when you hear the water, you say, oh yeah, no. I imagine Siddhartha talking to the river. The river will tell you the secret, because there is this river of knowledge, which is parallel to river of life and things like that, right? Here, Rumi will add to this enigma. And say, listen, now you know what the water is, but you don't have good eyes. You're supposed to see the water of the water. Because there is a water running this water. There is some knowledge, some know-how, some sort of consciousness which is running this kind of consciousness we're living in. This is stuff that we don't know where it is going, but we know it's aiming somewhere. So we are going with the water. You should be prepared to see the deeper meaning of that knowledge, because that's what I want to present to you with these two exceptional magicians and stuff. I want to tell you that if you want to know the knowledge, first of all, dig it out. What is running the knowledge? What is the source of the knowledge? There is a deeper meaning in that, right? Pay attention to that, please. Yes?
The water hath a water that is driving it. The spirit hath a spirit that is calling it. Where were Moses and Jesus when the sun was giving water to the sown field of existent things? Where were Adam and Eve at the time when God fitted this string to the bow? This speech, too, is imperfect and maimed. The speech that is not imperfect is yonder. If he speak from that, thy foot will stumble. And if he speak naught of that, oh, alas for thee. And if he speak in the likeness of a form, thou wilt stick to that form, O youth. Thou art footbound on the earth like grass. Thou noddest thy head at a wind without certainty. But thou hast no foot that thou shouldest make a departure or perchance drag thy foot out of this mud.
Do you remember the foot? We talked about the importance of the foot. It was a sexy one. You should remember it. It's when the best king of the kings, which is, of course, Solomon. Because Solomon means healthy, means right, means correct, means solemn. Okay? He wants to marry, means if the best king wants to have good intelligence to cope with, he wanted to find a lady. What did he do? He made a river out of crystal just for this lady to pull up the skirt, imagining that this is water, I'm stepping in the water, pulling up the stair. So Solomon looked at the feet and said, yes, this is a good lady. Because for us, the intelligence should have the feet to walk the walk, to walk the path, to move, not to be planted, because the ideas and thinking will be planted in us. We should move from them. That's the growing up, right? So the foot is the most important stuff. And you here don't have any. Because I'm not talking about these physical ones. I'm talking about the foot of walking the path of change. Walking the path of self-consciousness to understand what you are and become the best you could be. That's what it is. Yes?
How shouldst thou drag thy foot away? Thy life is from this mud. 'Tis mighty hard for this life of thine to go. When thou receivest life from God, O dependent one, then thou wilt become independent of the mud and will go.
This is something that one day we'll be able to sit down and talk about it. What to do with our book, how to translate these words. Because whenever is Khuda, it will be translated God. When it is Allah, it could be translated God. And that's the source of confusion, because Rumi, not as a master, at least as a poet, knows the difference between these words. Okay? And I'm sensitive to one of these words. Guess which?
Hap.
And here he will say, if you take your life from Hap, and that extends in your mind, if you're Persian speaking, means your life is Hap, means you're Bar Hap, means you're at the side of the Hap always, or you leave Haqiqi, means really you are you. And all those meanings are included here. And say, that will give you another kind of life. He talked about the life that our animal has is like standing still, having some root in the earth, and the other life. See, with the other life, you will let go of the mud. And why always the mud? First of all, in the time of Rumi, there is no asphalt and mosaic and things like that. The roads are muddy. But remember what is mud? Remember this lady? That 6% over there is mud, right? Our ignorance is mud, because it's our earthly part. It's my animal part. My ignorance is not knowing. Is knowing wrongly, thinking animalistic. That's what the problem is. Selfishness in me is not knowledge, is here, is in me. It's the mud, and I could get rid of it. Yes, I could become selfless instead of being selfish. I have this choice, mean that is changeable. You'll say that will change when your life will change. When you get the life from Haq, so the word is Haq here, you will become enriched. You remember the book is enrichment, right? You will become enriched and will get rid of the mud. Yes, Peter?
When the sucking babe is separated from its nurse, it becomes an eater of morsels and abandons her. Thou, like seeds, art in bondage to the milk of earth. Seek to wean thyself by the spiritual food. Drink the word of wisdom, for it hath become a hidden light, O thou who art unable to receive the unveiled light.
Yeah, here wisdom is correctly the word hikmat. This stuff that we don't want to say knowledge, because knowledge covers the scientific part. You know, the language is not made for us, it's made for the business outside. So we play with it. The word here is not elm, is hikmat, is wisdom. Yes. This wisdom is what he wanted to give you. Do you remember suddenly Rumi decided to give you something? He said, now you have to change. Instead of the milk, instead of blood, drink the milk. It was the book of wisdom. Remember book two? Right at the beginning of book two said, this is it. Now let go of the blood which comes naturally to you. Now drink the milk. There is a difference. What was the difference? The blood came to you automatically. For milk you have to suck. You have to do something. Then book three, here he's talking about fasting, right? So he reminds you that, remember, the life that comes from heart, I talked about it, is when you pass the book one. It means you understand the ego, the problem of the ego, and you're all right with your yearning. Then you understood the love, what love is. You want to go for it. Book two was the wisdom. He said, now it's not like that. It doesn't come automatically. You have to listen carefully, study, do this, do that, do that. That was book two, right? Book three, he said, you have to fast. There are something I tell you, you're not supposed to eat. These are the things that you're not supposed to swallow, in a way, right? Here he goes back to that and say, listen, when you're drinking the milk, okay, you're there, you were studying and but when you started to have real food, you let go of that milk. You don't have it anymore. So your connection to this earth will be interrupted somehow. It's like fasting, which will make you stronger, not weaker. Eat the word of the wisdom, because that light wants to take over. That light doesn't accept any barrier. It is coming. You have to get rid of the barrier inside you to open up to it. Yes?
To the end that thou mayest become able, O soul, to receive the light, and that thou mayest behold without veils that which is hidden, and traverse the sky like a star. Nay, journey unconditioned, without sky. Thus thou camest into being from non-existence. Say now, how didst thou come? Thou camest drunken.
Means a lot of the questions you have couldn't be answered. So why ask those questions? First of all, why are you here? Nobody knows. We don't know why life started here, do we? We don't. So we say, okay, let me ask you, how did you come? You came drunk because you came here and you didn't know anything. A little baby is just like a drunk with no brain at all, right? He said, okay, do you remember that? Answer me, how did you come? Are we going to talk about it our entire life? Or that's something that we cannot talk about. We don't know.